This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, last week we talked about during the times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. I say, as William Booth correctly said, the founder of Salvation Army, he said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And I want to tell you something. Troubling the present means in righteousness, not in unrighteousness, in a lawful sense, not in an unlawful sense. And now we're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments again, friends, because I didn't get to finish it last week. And during the week, folks, I promise, as last week we were going to talk about it, I was going to give you a message of hate, because the modern definition of a hater today is simply tell the truth. Remember King David said in Psalm 109, "For my love, I am hated." He said they rewarded me good. I'm sorry, he said he rewarded me evil for good. And it coincides with, of course, the seed of David, and his name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, in John 15, when he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." So we're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. I want to cover a couple of things that you need to hear. Friends, I have shared with you in the past, several times, concerning Trey Gowdy, Jason Chaffetz, and Daryl Issa, and how they are doing nothing but guarding, they are the foxes guarding the chicken coop is what they're doing, friends. They are not there to actually perform their duty in the sense of an upright sense where the American people want them to prosecute and drop the hammer upon the likes of Barack Hussein Obama, Lois Lerner from the IRS, or Hillary Clinton, or former Attorney General Eric Holder. Folks, people are waiting for those things to happen, but you can see that Issa, Gowdy, and Chaffetz have yet to do anything concerning their investigations. But it's interesting too, folks, to me, that you know, these three, for some reason, are nothing more than the American appeasers to put the American people back to sleep. But folks, I believe now is the time to pay attention to the likes of Issa, Gowdy, and or Chaffetz, because we're seeing now that Daryl Issa is calling for a hearing on white supremacy. Did you hear what I said? Daryl Issa is calling for hearings on white supremacy. Now, many believe, just recently, Alan West reported that it's a great probability that what took place in Charlottesville was bought and paid for from the very beginning to the very end. And of course it is. And folks, we have seen, and just over even the Charlottesville incidents, which took place last week, again, we have found that there have been paid provocateurs that have been busted. And I have been the end of these assaults. I have been at the end of these paid protesters over and over and over again, and I can smell them when I see them, friends. And I'm telling you, I'm right in what I'm telling you. But it's interesting how Daryl Issa, on cue, for some reason or another, wants to have hearings on white supremacy. As a matter of fact, he called for the House Judiciary Committee to initiate hearings on white supremacy. And I'm just curious. I mean, when it comes to BLM, Black Lives Matter, all five members nationwide, protesting, committing crimes of looting, vandalism, and assault, engaging in shooting law enforcement officials and officers, there was not one call for a hearing on this group or any offshoot of it. Has anybody paid attention to the fact that Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy, and or Jason Chaffetz have not called for a hearing on those that have sworn to come into this country to kill cops or police officers or government officials, the way that it was reported again just recently concerning the soldier of Allah, as he called himself, who came from the Middle East, and he said that he was purposed to come to them to the United States of America to kill police officers. He just stabbed a police officer at the airport in Flint, Michigan. Did you hear about the hearings that were called for that? Did you hear the callings for or the hearings and the calling for hearings on John McCain or Pelosi or Harry Reid or Paul Ryan or any corrupt official that you see in the United States Senate or Congress or any of our representatives? Because I haven't heard of these hearings that have been called up by the likes of ISA or Trey Gowdy or Jason Chaffetz. But I do see them on cue falling into the hands of the likes of George Soros and one of the 200 groups that are bought and paid for to continuously aim the accusatory finger at the people that are law-abiding patriots and Americans in this country. And now on cue, as I just said, Daryl Issa is now calling for a hearing on white supremacy. I want to say this, a side of this, a branch off of this trunk of this conversation. White power is dangerous. Black power is just as dangerous as white power. And see what happens when you get caught up into this debate of the color of skin. You are being used in the hands of those ill-designing men that mean to divide and conquer. Take a moment, please, and read Acts 17:26 when you get a moment. All nations are one blood. Folks, what is transpiring in the United States of America is the fruit of the indoctrination centers that you know as public schools in this country today. Because what they're doing, friends, is they're not educating, they are literally indoctrinating. And it reminds me of when I was a little kid, I remember when O.J. Simpson, in his case, came to when he was exonerated from the crimes that were being laid to his charge. I remember CNN came out with a poll, the reactions, and they had a white reaction and they had a black reaction. And I knew back then that there was something wrong with what was going on. And I knew within my heart right away, wait a second, why would they do something like that? It's not us against other people of color. It's us against those that don't want to be ruled by law, and namely God's moral law. So why is it that they would come out and try to divide the American people? Because they're working for the same group of people. America, we need to come to terms that it's not an issue of color. It's an issue of right and wrong. And it's an issue of, if we don't get this right, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. Is what this is all about. But concerning Gowdy, Issa, and Chaffetz, here we go again. But I say, America, they're telling on themselves, mask off. Issa calling for a hearing on white supremacy?
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1 for what it's worth, BradleyDean1, and or my Facebook account, which is BradleyDean2E on my Facebook. And if you'd like to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. When you get a moment, go to 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6. You can also jump over to none other than 1 Corinthians 11:1. Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. And I say amen to that. Amen, amen. Folks, we were just talking about Daryl Issa calling for hearings on white supremacists. And what I wanted to do is finish out that thought, because if there's going to be black supremacists, white supremacists, if there's going to be those radicals out there that want to come in and destroy America, namely the people from the Middle East, those that want to come here for a purposed agenda, those that want to move in some sort of different power, like Antifa, which is all created, or any other radical group, folks, that's being used to upend our Constitution, our sovereignty in this country, I say let's take them all, every single one of them, and throw them into a cage and let them fight it out to the death. I mean, that's what they used to do back at the founding of our country. They'd have duels. They would fight to the death because of their honor. And if they want to create havoc and domestic insurrection so bad, let's throw them in a cage and let them fight it out. Let's just sit back and watch this take place. But we have to take responsibility and lawfully put them in that cage. And I hope you're following my train of thought here, friends, because it is that important. because I am frankly sick and tired of being sick and tired of what I'm seeing. And I think a lot of people, and I believe it's safe to say a lot of people out there are sick and tired as well. And I also want to tell you that there's a certain group of people that should know better that, well, they're not taking responsibility. For example, I just got this post, and it's a big a snowflake. And it says, behold, the new statues have arrived. And now all of you ignorant folks out there, you're probably, you know, chuckling about that right now. But I want to tell you something. This isn't a game. When those that should know better are making fun of the enemies of our constitutional republic, you might want to pay attention to the fact that they are winning. Instead of dealing with them, you simply post your defeat. What do you mean, post your defeat? Bradley, what's funny, America, about the fact that you call others names? You decry those in an immature sense. You decry those that are committing crimes by throwing down our statues, tearing them down, and the other crimes that these people, these criminals, are committing. But what you do in retaliation is you take a post, and instead of lawfully dealing with them, what you do is you post a picture of a snowflake, and you're just as guilty as they are. But the difference is they mean what they say. So instead of posting something like a snowflake and belittling a criminal, why don't you lawfully stand up and actually conquer your enemies in a lawful means instead of laughing off the fact that they're winning by you posting your defeat? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's shameful and it's embarrassing. And that group of people I'm talking about are today's modern day conservatives. Now, for the sake of time, friends, I do want to add this. Someone quoted, posted a comment after I put this up there. And what I said is, I said, America, this isn't a game. When those that should know better are making fun of the enemies of our constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4, the U.S. Constitution, you might want to pay attention to the fact that they are winning, and instead of dealing with them, you simply post your defeat. I said, think. Now, I say that out of love. I don't say that out of sarcasm, because I don't want to be guilty of the same thing both groups are. This one individual said, Janie, she said, I agree completely, Bradley. She said, my children and grandbaby's safety and future depends on the way we are processing and dealing with this, namely those criminals today. We have been prepared for this for a while, but most still see, they don't see, they just seem to ignore the seriousness of these criminals. And folks, instead of making fun of them and calling them names, why don't you understand that you're not playing with a criminal that doesn't mean what he says? And when you're speaking again of the left and the Democratic Party and these other groups, Antifa, and these Muslims and so on and so forth, you're dealing with the mind of a criminal. And criminal is crime. And when you go to crime, the root of that is sin. And when you go to 1 John 3:4, you find out sin is the transgression of God's moral law. So whatever they do in contrary or in contradiction of God's moral law, that constitutes crime. And that is the definition of crime, period. And what we need to do is we, again, need to deal with these people accordingly. But also keep in mind that what's going on in your country, friends, is bought and paid for. It's all bought and paid for. You know, I was just in Minneapolis, St. Paul, this last weekend again. I went throughout the whole city. I went to the college town by the U of M. I went through downtown Minneapolis. I went to the farmer's market. I went through St. Paul. I went to the back streets of St. Paul. I went towards the middle area of the Minnesota State Fair. Folks, all this stuff that you see on the news is, keep in mind, created. What these people do that are bought and paid for, these useful idiots that call themselves journalists or news anchors, for the most part, are nothing but useful idiots. Now, what do I mean? Remember what they say. Remember their tactic. We take the pictures, okay? I'm sorry. You take the pictures. This is what they say of their journalists. That's what they call them. You take the pictures, and the criminal mindset is, we'll create the war. You take the pictures, we'll create the war. And it's exactly, friends, what's going on in your country today. And which coincides with what I'm going to be talking about today. The modern definition of a hater. The modern definition is simply this, friends. Simply tell the truth. Remember, George Orwell said, during the times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. Isn't it interesting? I was just talking to somebody yesterday. Isn't it interesting? When, let me go back to these groups. because we're talking about the modern definition of a hater is just simply tell the truth. Of course, that is a redefinition. This is the definition that they want you to take on. Obviously, it's been revised. Obviously, it's been reversed, and that's why judgment is turned upside down in this country. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment, and any other country that refuses to hold up the truth, which has fallen in the streets, America. Hello. But the modern definition of a hater is simply to tell the truth. When you look at these groups out there, like, for example, let's go to the BLM, Black Lives Matter. Let's go to Antifa. Let's go to these created groups, friends. Let's even go to the sodomites, the homosexual communities. Let's go to the communist organizations, these communist communities, so on and so forth. Folks, why is it that when you complain about what's going on, how come you're not taking the time to know the difference between right and wrong? You know, most people's conscience, which means with knowledge that God has bestowed upon us as a blessing, God's conscience will tell us what's right and wrong according to his law. But when you're talking about these groups, you're led to believe that that's freedom of speech, when in fact it's not. It's a crime. Why is it that you never make reference to the law to know the difference which is legal and what is illegal? Because when I read state statutes and constitutional laws, I can look at these groups and boldly and bold-facedly tell you folks what they're doing is violating the law. And it's for law abiders to fulfill the law and magnify the law against the crimes of those that are committing the act of lawlessness, which makes them criminals. Why is it that nobody takes the time to point out the fact that many of these groups are violating law? It is not freedom of speech to tear down statutes. It's not freedom of speech, friends, to say like this Democrat out of Chicago that she wants to kill the president of the United States, or I'm sorry, forgive me, that she wants him assassinated. What's the difference? That's not freedom of speech. That is a threat on someone's life. And I can go down the list of the things that are taking place in this country, not only just from the citizens, but also, first and foremost, from those that you call your representatives. And their speech, folks, is outside of law. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said. He said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. And you don't have a right to talk contrary to who we are as a people under law. I don't have a right to encourage others to commit the act of treason against the United States of America the way that many of these groups are today. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the Constitution, friends. And that applies to all of us. And if you don't get a hold of what's going on here, friends, you're going to end up on the wrong side of the aisle, because when you should have spoke up, you didn't. And now you're going to be behind bars, at least. Remember Martin Niemöller? I didn't speak out because I wasn't a... And then at the end of all of the groups that were taken out, that were political opposition to Adolf Hitler, he said, there's no one left to speak out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. The modern definition of a hater, tell the truth. And by the way, I'm encouraging you to tell the truth. The cruelties of this small portion of people are swelling our ranks, but it's time for the ranks of the swelled to stand up in response to what's going on in this country. I started off today with a George Orwell quote, "During the times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. So be it." Jesus said, "Think not that I've come to bring peace. I've come not to bring peace, but division. He's come to bring a sword, which divides, and truth will always divide, like it or not." I also wanted to highlight the fact that last week I did cover the fact that the neutered standby and stand-in president posted the following on Twitter. That would be none other than Donald Trump. And by the way, I want you to keep in mind what Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, said. Listen carefully. He said, "Think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play." Just think about what he said. Think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play. Okay? Going back to Donald Trump, he tweeted out after the Charlottesville, the statutes on a nationwide basis, namely in the South, that are being removed today. He said, "Sad to see the history and culture of our great country being ripped apart with the removal of all of our beautiful statues." He said, "Can't change history, but you can learn from it." Robert E. Lee, Stonewall Jackson. He said, "Who's next? Washington? Jefferson?" I mean, folks, he acts like he's not the commander-in-chief. And what's sad to say, and I shared this with you last week, many in this country believe George Soros, obviously, and other groups, folks, within. You know, it's interesting that the American people are standing back, pointing their finger at Barack Hussein Obama, the former plant and criminal sodomite, Barack Hussein Obama, responsible for creating all this internal domestic insurrection. But here, the president today, you know, the apprentice, Mr. So Easy, he's the guy sitting there saying, the beauty is being taken out of our cities. Towns and parks will be greatly missed and never be able to comparably be replaced. Mr. President, do you not realize the position that you've been put in? Isn't that why the American people, or is this political talk too? Because if you remember right, after he said he was going to bring forth that special prosecutor, still waiting for it, America, just reminding you again this week, that he was going to bring a special prosecutor to look into Hillary Clinton. And now keep in mind, right after, again, she won her seat, he won his seat in the People's White House incumbent. He's the one that told the American people the first thing he said within the first minute after his victory speech that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. And then he was asked about it sometime later, and he said that was just campaign trail talk. So in other words, he just told you what you wanted to hear, America, and he's doing it again. And he's doing it again. Now, friends, I want to highlight the fact that that which is going on and the criminals that for some reason you're led to believe it's free speech and it's okay to commit the crimes that they're committing. I just want to set the record straight. It's not free speech. And again, it is crime. These are the same people that are busy at work calling you the law-abiding American citizens, everything in the book, from haters to white wing extremists to racists. And I highlighted the fact that Leon Trotsky was the one that brought forth the word racist to browbeat dissenters. And that's exactly what they're using as communists and their tactics every step of the way. And remember again what Joseph Goebbels said, folks. I'm not making reference to the like of these devils like Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, Mussolini, Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, in the same lump, in the same lot. I'm simply exposing them with God's moral law. Read Romans 3:20. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. I'm showing you who the criminals are by the use of the law. I'm not magnifying them. I'm magnifying God's grace to give us strength to enforce the laws of our Constitution against these criminals. I'm simply pointing the finger at those that are committing the crime. But remember, Joseph Goebbels said, accuse the other side of which you are guilty. This is just a real quick recap. And folks, what I'm talking about is the modern definition of hate. And I want to show you what Scripture has to say about it. Remember I said earlier, Psalm 109, verse 5, King David said, they were rewarding me evil for good and hatred for my love. I want to remind you, America, hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. Jesus said, these things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Isn't that interesting when you take that in contrast to the professed church in America today? They have an image in your mind that Jesus has these little pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling them everything is okay, when the opposite is true. The message was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. John 15:12-13. And boy, oh boy, do these people today hate. And keep in mind as well, friends, that what you're dealing with today is the harvest of the young people that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. They're good little communists. Remember again what Vladimir Lenin said, that devil. You know, I'm curious. All of these revolutionaries that want to make themselves great men in the sight of men. I wonder if there's nothing that Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Mussolini, Adolf Hitler, I wonder if there is nothing that they would not give to get out of the hell that they so well deserve. They realized when they closed their eyes, they opened them to the great white throne, only to stand there and find out everything that they did was a war against him who will not tolerate their crime. What is it the Lord says to them? for you to gain the whole world and yet lose your own soul. And look at the crimes that these men have committed against mankind, against God's creation. And who would put it in their hearts to destroy mankind? The devil, of course. That's his great aim. Going back to my point, what you're dealing with today is the harvest of what you've allowed federal government to illegally indoctrinate your children with. Listen to what Vladimir Lenin said again. He said, give me 4 years to teach the children, and the seed I have sown will never be uprooted. Well, first of all, he's sadly mistaken, number one, but there is a great danger to this. Train up a child in the way he or she should go, so when he or she is old, he will not depart from it, or she will not depart from it. True that. That's why we must take great pains to diligently teach our children the scriptures. I got a Martin Luther thought coming up in my mind, the great reformer. And this is what he said. He said, and rightly said, I'm afraid that the schools will prove the very gates of hell unless they diligently labor in explaining, friends, the Holy Scriptures and engraving them in the heart of the youth. That's right. That's why Disney is so busy perverting the youth. This is why school indoctrination, that's why they're so busy. And again, this is all falling from the government, and it's all falling from you, America, because you are the government through toleration. That's what you're dealing with today. And these are the ones that are spewing out hate, and they have the ignorant audacity of their indoctrinated lives to believe what they're saying and acting out is actually love. And when again, nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, unless their father is Cain, I understand it, but not that of Abel. And if you're an American, you cannot justify your actions as love when you see what you see today through the likes of these indoctrinated ones. But listen to this. Remember Cain and Abel. Therefore we are not to be as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. The Lord said, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. 1 John 3:12-13. His own works were evil. That's exactly right. What did Joseph Goebbels say? Accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. That's exactly the spirit of what's in operation today. I mean, folks, we've been commanded to love our brethren. Listen to this. Leviticus 19:7. Thou shalt not hate my brother. Thou shalt not hate your brother in your heart. You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor. Correct your neighbor. Instruct your neighbor. And not suffer and not allow sin to be upon his life. Leviticus 19:17. Knowing that all scripture is given by God, the inspiration of God for what? For reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. So now when you say for reproof, correction, and instructions in righteousness, the school system is teaching you that that is hate. So these kids today are acting out exactly what you've allowed your children to be subjected to. To them it is hate. Because they've never been loved on in truth. It reminds me when I do high school assemblies, I did one in Pensacola, Florida. And I brought this up before. There's five churches around this high school. Went and did the high school assembly. One of 360 high schools in this country. And those kids were trying to figure out where the love of their parents and their pastors were. When 5 days out of the week they're being thrown into infested waters filled with indoctrination. Them sharks, they're thrown into the water filled with sharks. And they're trying to figure out where the love is from their parents and their pastors. 2 days out of the week. Do the math. So they hear a lot about love, but they see very little to nothing of it. Apparently, the young people aren't loved enough to actually stand up and fight for them. What say you?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about, well, the modern definition of hater. Tell the truth. That's all you have to do. You know, I was just thinking about during the break, when Pilate actually delivered Christ over to be crucified to the will of the people, you know, remember he tried to wash his hands? He was innocent of the blood of that just man. Well, that didn't fly because at the end of the day, he was sent into exile, him and his lady, and he committed suicide for those that didn't know. See, we never pay attention to the end, do we? No, we don't. And if people would pay attention to the end, they wouldn't do the things that they do in the present. Pilate therefore said unto Jesus in John 18:37, he said, "Are you a king?" And Jesus said, "You know that I'm a king. You're the one that's saying I'm a king?" He said, "To this end I was born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." And then I think of John 7:7, where the Bible says that he testified against the deeds of the world, that they were wicked. And he said, "That's why they hate me." He was speaking to his brothers in John 7:7. Man, this is contrary to what we're seeing in this country, right? And then I think to myself, well, what is it that the people need to know as to the reason why the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the Herodians, the corrupt politicians and the corrupt people of the day, wanted him dead? Well, keep in mind, in John 11, after he blew Lazarus out of his grave, literally after 4 days stinking, It went back to the Pharisees and said, we need to do something about this, guys, unless we lose our place and our nation. See, they wanted the preeminence. They wanted to be in control. They were jealous of the Christ. They were envious of Christ. And by the way, P.S., Pilate said them exact very words. He said those exact words. He knew that they delivered him up because of envy. But to get to more specificity concerning why they crucified the Christ, remember in John 15, this is love because God is love. Everything he did and does is love. Remember when he rebuked the Pharisees in Matthew 23? That was love. Remember when he showed mercy to the woman caught in adultery and then said, go in this grace and sin no more in John 8? That was love. Remember when he blew Lazarus out of the grave? He said, I'm the resurrection and the life. That was love. Remember when he was woeing the lawyers, folks, damning them literally? That was love. Everything God is and does is out of love because it's his very person. But I want you to listen to this. In John 15, 22, he said, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. In other words, now they have no covering for their sins any longer. It was an act of mercy and grace to expose them for who they were to them, to point the finger and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And remember what it says in 2 Chronicles 19:10. I love this because this is as clear as it gets. And what cause soever shall to come unto you of you and your brethren that dwell in their cities between blood and blood, between law and commandments, statutes and judgments, you shall even warn them, your brothers, that they trespass not against the Lord. The Bible says there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, nothing hid that shall not be made known. It tells us in the book of Ephesians that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. The Bible tells us that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without our Father's notice. The Bible tells us that he knows the very numbers of the hairs on our head. You want to talk about a very specific God? Wow. Knows the thoughts and the intents of the heart. How nigh unto us is he? Wow. And we're to give an account on judgment day, on that final day, for every thought and every word. That's why we are to walk in holiness, and it's a commandment, not a suggestion. So when I just gave you 2 Chronicles 19:10, it makes sense as to why the modern definition of a hater is to tell the truth, because it's completely backwards. Men have wickedly departed from the Word of God. They've no longer studied the Word of God. Now what they do is they take it for the whore or hireling from the pulpit that refuses to preach out against sin through commandments. They've so watered the word down and turned everything upside down that what they call haters in their minds, a reprobate mind, a fallen mind, well, they're justified in what their preachers don't preach from the pulpits today. They're justified through being indoctrinated, not through the high schools and elementary schools only, but now in the professed church in America, which is the greatest advocate to the crimes of what's going on in this country, for the most part, because they refuse to preach out against sin, which is the transgression of God's law. Read Exodus 20. So why do they hate Christians? Now we got the label of who the haters are in perspective. And we got it on the backs of those that are doing the hating. Jesus said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. John 7:7. And it says in 1 John 4:8 that we know that God is love. And we know that love, in the love chapter, the charity chapter, let's keep it into context, friends. And we know that love rejoiceth not in lawlessness, but it rejoiceth in truth. John 14:6. Go to 1 John 3:4, 1 Corinthians 13:6. And then when you go over to Romans 12:9, it tells us too, let love be without dissimulation, a hiding under a false appearance. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. And why? Because, friends, every time I get on this radio show, some people say, Bradley, the things that you say, You know, let my ministry be without offense. That's right. You want to know how it's without offense? By me giving you the full counsel of God. Most people will say, well, don't offend anybody. Wait. The word offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. I am not going to offend him or you. Why? Because love worketh no ill. I owe you the whole counsel of God. Not a bunch of pigeons picking peas, liking what I like and disposing of what I don't like. Love works no ill. Romans 13:10, and it owes my brothers and sisters the truth which makes men free. When I preach out against sodomy, when I preach out against communists, when I preach out against corruption, that's not hate. That's love. That moves me to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. Read 2 Corinthians 5 when you get a moment. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we warn men. Wow. You see, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first commandment, the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Matthew 22:37-40. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If I know that you're in danger of missing the straight and narrow and difficult is the way, I'm going to correct you and instruct you and even warn you to get back on the straight and narrow. I'm not going to make a wide path or a wide open way that's going to lead to hell and call it love that watches you go to hell. Absolutely not. That is not love. That is hate. It tells us in Romans 13:8-10, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this is, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. This is the New Testament. Thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Folks, the lawless hate the law, and you're allowing them to define love as hate because you are hating a generation that doesn't know enough that you love them enough to fight for them. And this falls on all of us if we don't stand up and understand what the love of God is that's been shed abroad in our hearts. It's the uncompromising preaching of the Word of God and not the compromised, reprobate mind of lawless men and their opinions. So when they speak out against God's truth, know then and there that you are dealing with those who do not understand love. Show them your love, 1 John 3:18. And ending on a positive, while the media is doing its best to demonize American Christian patriots, we need to get it right. And we need to stand up and love on all of these reprobates enough to actually fight for them. Because at the end of the day, we are going to have to give an account to the God that we profess to love for what we either did or with what we left undone. And we have an obligation before God and man, first and foremost, to preach the whole counsel of God. And just remember, friends, it comes with the cross. And with the cross is the power of God unto salvation. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you. I'm going to be giving a message of hate this week, friends. And I want you to hear it up and coming. See ya!
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.